Because you got to remember, people our age don't know what it's like to go through something like that. The last time that it happened was 2007, 2008. And, we were too young to even understand what was happening. What's going on, y'all? It's Kevin Yejuda here. Episode, what is this? Six? Episode six. Yeah. Episode six of the Hey, Where You At, Kev podcast. And today, 3 days before Christmas Eve, 4 days before Christmas, about 3 weeks until I leave for my trip. 3 weeks until I begin traveling. So today, not a whole lot going on today. So a brief couple things. Right now, I'm finishing up the final touches on the first 3 months of where I'm going. So Colombia, Ecuador, Peru. I already purchased travel insurance for Colombia, and today I am doing so for Ecuador and Peru. And after that is purchased, everything will be accounted for with those first 3 months. Absolutely everything. So once that is done, all I have to do before I leave is get my vaccinations. And so today I am also scheduling that. And to be honest, I don't think I have that many vaccinations, if any, to get. I got my yellow fever back in 2014 when I went to Kenya. I'm all up to date on my hepatitis A, B, C, polio I got back in 14. The only thing I think I need to get, I'm up to date on my tetanus. The only thing I think I need to get is prescriptions for malaria. Prescription for altitude sickness is a big one because my first three places are all at high altitude: Bogota, Quito, Cuzco, all at very, very high altitude that I am not used to at all. So I need to be prepared for that. And then obviously when you're traveling, a big thing to be prepared for because of where you're at and the exotic places is traveler's diarrhea. So you got to get medication for that as well. And then typhoid. Also typhoid. Typhoid, the last time I took it, 2014, it was an oral pill that you just took. There were three doses, and you took it one, two, three days before you left for your trip. So we're gonna see what that's like this time because I'll be gone for so long. But other than that, I think I'll be good. So I'm scheduling my appointments today to get those, and then other than that, I should be set. So the big thing that I wanted to talk about today, because this is huge and it weighs on my mind a lot, is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, if someone would have said, when you asked them, "What is your career? What is your job?" and they said, "I'm a YouTuber," most people would have the most puzzled look on their face. They would have no idea. They'd be like, "What are you talking about?" And they'd be like, "Oh, I make YouTube videos." "Well, what does that do? What do you mean you make YouTube videos? How is that a career?" Nowadays, it's such a common term. Same with the word influencer. So, people claim all the time they're an influencer. "I'm a lifestyle influencer. I'm a travel influencer." And that comes from people who are usually, our generation, my generation. I'm 25, going on 26, give or take, 3 or 4 years, and that's roughly where people like to start and say, "Oh, I'm an influencer." It's a nice cop out for not having a career where, or I should say, strike that. It's a nice cop out for people who don't have a formal career and don't really want to admit to themselves that they may be early in the game or just lost in general. Yes, there are influencers out there, but we have so many people who just claim to be an influencer when they're not really doing anything. But nonetheless, that's beside the point. What I really wanted to focus on was the last time that we as a nation had an economic meltdown was roughly 10 to 11 years ago. 10 to 11 years ago, every single person who is now in their mid-20s, claiming to be an influencer, claiming to be a YouTuber, claiming to be an entrepreneur, every single one of them was way too young to experience that on a financial level. We were just entering high school or in the middle of high school, or for some of us, still in middle school or elementary school. So we had no idea what that was or what it was like to go through that. We're coming up on it. We are coming up on it. Ever since that happened, when our economy rebuilt, we have had such a prosperous time. Let me tell you something. Seriously, we have lived in such an amazing time. Those of us who have gone out, come out of high school and gone into college and come out of college, such an amazing time. Just everything growing, real estate growing, stock market growing. Everything is growing. We seem so prosperous, so prosperous, so prosperous. And people don't realize it's coming to a head and it will melt. Our world that we know is going to melt. And I'm very, very, very curious to see who is still standing when all that smoke clears. Because every single person who has entrepreneur in their Instagram title, every single person who has influencer in their Instagram title, are the same people that are going to be working at the local restaurant down the street in 4 to 5 years because they didn't really know what it took or what they had to do in order to survive something that wasn't prosperous for them, something that wasn't constantly going up. It finally melted and came down right at their feet, and they didn't know what to do and how to rebuild the world around them. So I'm very curious what's going to happen with that. So that leads me to, what is our generation going to look like when that happens? So far, we have had everything at our disposal because it's all been, you know, nice and whole, and, you know, everything is just at the top of the mountain. But what are we going to do when we fall down the mountain? And, you know, I love the quote that says a true entrepreneur jumps and figures out on the way down. How do you phrase that? True entrepreneur jumps and figures out what to build on the way down. You get the point. So there's going to be a lot of turmoil, and it's going to be hard, and a lot of people are going to go through something bad because it's not just going to be they're not doing something they want to do anymore. It's going to affect them mentally, and I think a lot of people are going to go through some health problems and some bad mental health problems. I think suicide's going to go up. I don't want it to. It's going to happen. But I think we're in a very, very fake bubble right now, our generation. And when that bubble pops, we're going to finally know what it's like to live during an economic period that is not prosperous. Even regardless of how short term it may be, 1 year, 2 years, whatever it may be, I think we're going to finally experience firsthand what it's like to live through it and have to actually deal with it. The last time it happened, we didn't have to deal with it because our parents dealt with it for us because we were kids. But this will be the first one that we have to deal with, and it's going to be hard. And so what the big thing that I want to talk about is what I'm doing to prepare for it, because you have to understand too, influencer on Instagram, YouTuber, those won't last forever. Those will not last forever. Eventually, technology turns to something else. Attention turns elsewhere. In 4, 5, 6, 7 years, the attention won't be on Instagram anymore. You won't get paid to travel the world on Instagram. It'll be someplace new. Who's going to adjust to that? The true entrepreneurs will adjust to it because they go where the attention is. But a lot of people will get stuck in their ways, and they will continue to try to use Instagram, and it will be outdated, and they won't get anywhere with it. Those things are a temporary thing. Being a YouTuber is a temporary thing. Being an Instagrammer is a temporary thing. Let me tell you one thing that isn't a temporary thing. Real estate. Real estate is not a temporary thing. That is a permanent thing. People always need a place to live. People always need homes. People always need a place to rent. The stock market is a real thing. That's a permanent thing. You can learn how to invest in the stock market. It's not my favorite, but you can do it. That type of stuff is true education. Learning how to be an influencer is great. Trying to, you know, putting in the work to make YouTube videos and being a YouTuber is great. This podcast is great, but it doesn't last forever. You have to think about that people of our generation, my generation, you 24-year-old out there who has entrepreneur in their Instagram title but has never sold a thing, you have to think about that. What I have been doing for a year and a half, I have been studying real estate. I've been reading about real estate. I have not bought a property because I have to focus on the money first before I can invest it. Earn, then invest. Earn comes first. I have to figure out how I'm earning. Being an entrepreneur, not earning from an income like a job, but being an entrepreneur, I have to figure that out. But nonetheless, I've been educating myself on real estate. I am just now getting to the point where I'm educating myself on stock trading. Not mutual fund trading, not a 401k, not, you know, mutual funds, nothing like that. True stock trading, understanding the market and knowing how to trade, knowing how to do it, understanding indicators, understanding patterns, trends, knowing companies, technical analysis, fundamental analysis, everything. I'm just now starting to learn about that. I'm trying to set myself up to where when the time comes, I will be able to do those things. Because when I'm not an influencer anymore, when I'm not a YouTuber anymore, when I'm not a podcaster anymore, those are the things that will still be there. Those are the things that will still be there. And you got to think long term. YouTuber isn't like a doctor. It's not like it just got created and all of a sudden it's going to be here forever and you can claim it as your career. It's going to go away. I'm not saying it's going to go away next year or the year after, but I'm saying eventually it will go away because it won't last forever. Technology does not last forever because new things come along, better things come along, more innovative things come along, and attention turns elsewhere. That's just all there is to it. Attention turns elsewhere. Nothing has the attention of the consumer forever. It always goes elsewhere. It just does. It goes elsewhere and it innovates. Even the big things like a car, television, those are casually going away. Those are casually going away and those are huge innovative things. Even them aren't lasting forever. So we got to think, generation millennial, what are we going to do? Generation Z, right after us, what are we going to do when that comes to a head and we have to finally figure out, okay, what are we going to do now that it's bad? What are we going to do? Who is still going to be standing when the fire burns and the ashes rubble and the smoke clears? Who will still be standing? I'm trying to prepare myself the best I can so that I give myself the best opportunity to still be standing. And I encourage everyone else to do the same thing. Because influencer, that's a short-term job title. YouTuber, that is a short-term career. It won't last forever. So prepare yourself. Be ready. Be ready, everybody. That is what I wanted to talk to y'all today about. Because I think that's such a huge topic on our generation, and I don't think many are prepared for it. I do not think many are prepared for it. Something that is coming about that has not happened is, look at this, look at the amount of student debt that we are accumulating coming out of college right before this huge meltdown. People are buying their homes right now with student debt. So now they have debt on a home now, and they still have student debt. And when that economy comes down, they're in trouble. They are in trouble. They are in trouble. And it's very sad because we're not prepared for it. And a lot of people just don't even know it's coming, even though the patterns are there. The patterns are there. The history is there. The history is there. And people still aren't preparing for it. And it's going to be very sad when it happens because there's going to be a lot of bad things happening. But in the wake of it, as a collective whole, we are going to be much better off because the herd is going to be trimmed down. The fat is going to be trimmed off. And we're going to see who the real OGs of entrepreneurship are. I only hope that I'm one of them. So, you know, it's coming soon, y'all. It's coming soon. I don't know when, but it's coming. History, patterns, all point to it. Just prepare yourself. Just prepare yourself. That's all. You can't stop it. There's no need worrying about it. Just prepare yourself for it. Go build your bunker. Build your bunker. Study things that will never go away. Study things that you can do even when the economy goes down. There's always ways to make money when the economy goes down. Learn it.